This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. My guest this hour is crusader, pioneer, and tireless Alexis Baden, mayor, political director for the Organic Consumers Association. She's helping to make sure the food we consume is safe, and we appreciate that. Before I ask Alexis to join me, I want to make sure you know how to get your copies of the Art of Organics catalog. We create a variety of catalogs throughout the year that showcase products for that time of the year's growing season. To view our catalogs, click on the catalog icon on our homepage. We offer two versions of our catalogs, the e-version paperless that you can look at and download, and a printed version that you can request emailed to you on a routine basis. You can order your print version online or call our toll-free line, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our customer care team members will be glad to make sure you receive a copy. Be sure to take a look at the Arbor Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. Be on the lookout there for interesting facts, sales, and other special promotions. And you can always follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. Now it's time to tell you about my dedicated, hardworking, and amazing guest, Alexis Baden Mayer. Alexis Baden Mayer still lives in her hometown, Alexandria, Virginia, near Mount Vernon. She is a lawyer and graduated from City University of New York School of Law. She's also a gardener, working on a small perennial herb and flower garden, a compost enthusiast, and long-term worm keeper. She teaches ballet and lives in the three-generation family home with her parents, husband, and two children. And they get raw milk through a cow share and do their best to buy most of their food at the farmer's market. Along with all the activities I just mentioned, and that made me exhausted, she's also the political director of the Organic Consumers Association since 2005. And just a few of the campaigns she's worked on include Millions Against Monsanto, Safeguard Organic Standards, and Cook Organic, Not the Planet. This year, labels were won and lost on genetically engineered food when Vermont's law took effect and then Congress passed. However, the president signed legislation to strike that law down. We're going to ask her why. When Congress voted to strike down Vermont's GMO labeling law, she tossed $1,001 bills on the Senate floor, shouting, "Monsanto money, come and get it," to protest the fact that most of the senators who voted for the DART Act take money from Monsanto. Alexis Baden Mayer says we'll work to repeal that law, but in the meantime, we're turning our attention to the larger goal of shifting food production from factory farms to regenerative organic agriculture. Last year, she says, we launched Regeneration International, a global coalition aimed at putting the food system at the center of climate change debate. Climate destruction is something we all need to be concerned about. And according to Alexis, the food sector is responsible for at least 30% of greenhouse gas emissions. There's so much to learn about and many ways that each of us can become involved. It's not too late. And now I would like to invite Alexis to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener so we can learn more about how we can participate and help become a part of the solution. Hi, Alexis. Welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Wonderful to be here with you. Thank you for the kind introduction.
My goodness, I had no idea all the things you were doing. I'm so in awe and blown away and so grateful. Thank you for never giving up and for being such a crusader for all of us consumers. You rock.
Wow, you're very kind.
Before we get into our conversation, tell us a little bit about the Organic Consumers Association. I want everybody to know how to get involved and and just what it is and the great things that you're doing.
Great. Well, you can find us online at organicconsumers.org. We're also on Facebook, and our Millions Against Monsanto campaign is also on Facebook with over a million members. And our organization started in the late 1990s when the 1990 Organic Foods Production Act was going through the regulatory process. And the Clinton administration, when Bill Clinton was president, his administration suggested that genetically modified organisms be allowed in organic, that sewage sludge be allowed, all kinds of things that are completely against the whole idea of organic. But the administration tried to push those things into organic when they were putting together the rules in the late 1990s. And that was the first campaign that Organic Consumers Association worked on. And ever since, we've been fighting for strong organic standards. And of course, we were able to keep those bad things from becoming part of organic at that time. And organic has remained a strong standard, but we keep up our Safeguard Organic Standards campaign to make sure that it stays a strong standard and it can always use improvements. And we've always worked simultaneously against the worst forms of factory farm industrial agriculture.
Well, you speak to me 100% because that's really what started our business, was this often romantic notion that, you know, we really needed to stop poisoning our food with toxic synthetics. And when I came out of college, I was so shocked at what I saw and what I learned. And one of the reasons that we formed our business all these years ago was because we wanted to give farmers an alternative to synthetics. And at the time, what seemed the way to go, or at least part of it, was to look at using other methods of controlling insect pests. And so that's what created our business, a business based on biological pest controls and insects and mites and the good guys like the beneficial nematodes. So I'm, like I said, I'm so glad that we have you to take care of us and look out for all of us. You guys have just done an amazing job.
Well, likewise, you know, we're just an advocacy group, but you're making this real in the marketplace, and so we're very appreciative of what you do as well.
So the big one that everybody wants to know about is, of course, the GMO situation. And for our listeners, we've had a variety of conversations about GMOs, but we want to hear from you. What are GMOs?
GMOs, that stands for genetically modified organisms. And this technology was introduced into the food supply in the mid-1990s. The first product for the food supply was Monsanto's RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone. And that's the genetically modified hormone that's given to cows that makes them overproduce milk. And when their bodies are disrupted this way and their udders swell, they get illnesses and sicknesses and sores. And that gets into the milk, and the milk is also less nutritious. It causes the cows to produce when their bodies don't have the proper nutrition to give to the milk. So the milk is of a lower quality, as well as being contaminated by pus, you know, the sores from the enlarged udders. So it's a very terrible genetically modified product, and that was the first one to hit the marketplace. Since then, most of the products have been genetically modified crops, and the crops have been engineered either to produce an insecticide like the BT toxin, a genetically modified version of the BT toxin, and the other form for crops is to allow them to absorb and resist and tolerate dangerous herbicides. So the crops can actually soak up an herbicide that would normally kill the crop. And then through that means, we are exposed to much, much more herbicide than we were before we had genetically modified crops engineered to withstand them. And today, there are new genetically modified items coming out all the time. The technology has really increased and changed and morphed since the 1990s. The most recent products are non-browning apples and potatoes, which are created through an RNIA genetic engineering. And this is a gene blocker. So So we're taking the experiment very far, because now we're experimenting with taking organisms and blocking their genes. And, of course, we don't know how that trait would impact the people who eat them.
We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back with more information about GMOs. Those of you listening, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and my guest this hour is Crusader, pioneer, and tireless Alexis Baden-Mayer, political director for the Organic Consumers Association. She's helping to make sure the food we consume is safe, and for that we are all extremely grateful. Welcome back, Alexis. I'm so sorry. I asked you that great big huge question, and then we had to go on break, so we sort of missed the last piece there. You started off with the hormones that were given to cattle to increase, well, not cattle, but dairy cows to increase milk production, and then we were talking about and having them go into crops, and then all the new things that these companies are coming up with for GMOs. And so I'm going to let you finish what you were saying and elaborate as much as you want, because this is a really important conversation. It's something that there's a lot of confusion over, and on the one side, the consumer is hearing these are safe, they don't harm you. They're all about growing huge amounts of food. It's going to save the world. And then on the other side, we hear not so. So we really want to be sure that you get your point across.
Well, thanks so much, Sherry. I'll pick up right from that last statement. Monsanto and the other genetic engineers, they keep telling us that they're creating food that's going to feed the world in the face of climate change and with our growing population. But the only thing that can truly feed the world is natural organic agriculture, and agriculture that's done at a fairly small scale. The best way to help the 2.5 billion food producers in the world today, who are mostly very small-scale family producers, is to help them continue to use the natural techniques that they have used in past generations. And the big problem for small producers is when these genetically engineered technologies are forced upon them, because the seeds are much more expensive, and then they have to buy fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides that are all very expensive and don't really work without irrigation and have to be done at a mass scale. So, you know, most of the people feeding the world today, we're getting 80% of the world's food supply is coming from small-scale family farmers today. And that's something hard, I guess, for people living in North America to realize. Like, I didn't understand that until the UN Year of the Family Farmer came out with all of these interesting statistics, because we live in a highly industrialized food system. But that's not true for the rest of the people in the world, or for most of the rest of the people in the world. And the best way we can help them is to return to small-scale organic agriculture. And I think that that's what people really yearn for. We have such a huge uptick in people who are buying produce and meat and eggs and milk at the farmer's market and connecting with local farmers through community-supported agriculture and gardening themselves, growing our own food. So I think that that's really the type of agriculture that produces the healthy food that makes us feel whole and connected to our environment.
Well, whole and connected is truly the way to feel connected. One of the things that has happened over the last couple of decades, two, three, maybe four decades, I guess, is this disconnection with our food, that it's not something that we grow any longer ourselves, but that it's something that's frozen. It's something that comes in a can. It's something you go to a great big huge store for. And as the years have increased, what has evolved is less and less variety and less and less taste, less and less nutrition. You were just talking about these genetically modified potatoes and apples that will not turn brown or oxidized. Right there, oxidation is an example of food that is past its prime. It's old. And, you know, when you eat something that if you cut into it like an apple and it turns brown, you shouldn't really eat it because it's oxidized. It's old. It's been around too long. It doesn't have the full nutritional value that it should have. So these are the things that we really, on the one side, it looks like, oh, how wonderful is this? But on the other side, you know, we've given up flavor, we've given up nutrition, and we've given up variety.
That's absolutely true.
So tell us a little bit about how people, I'm assuming that you're going to talk a little bit more about how, if they're, are they safe to eat or not, and how should we avoid them?
Well, genetically modified foods are not safety tested by our Food and Drug Administration. And even in other regulatory systems, the safety testing that's required is short-term and doesn't go into the long-term health impacts. And also, Europe, which has the strictest safety testing for environmental reasons and because of concerns of family-scale farmers, they have chosen not to grow most genetically modified foods that we eat in the United States. You know, most places don't allow the RBGH, the genetically modified growth hormones for dairy cows. So a lot of the GMOs that we eat aren't being eaten in the rest of the world that have stricter safety testing regimes. So, you know, for instance, Europe, they only grow one type of corn. And so they're not doing a lot of safety testing on the GMOs that we're eating. So the fact that our Food and Drug Administration does not safety test GMOs at all, they've, since the 1990s, our government has considered GMOs substantially equivalent to normal foods. And so they just pretend that there's nothing different about them and they don't safety test them. So we have this huge regulatory loophole where you can introduce these new GMOs that have gene blocking technology or are designed to work with dangerous pesticides. And nobody's looking out for the consumer. There's no one in the government who is trying to figure out if these things are safe to eat. The American Medical Association in 2012, they came out with a new statement on GMOs, a policy for their entire organization, and they directed the FDA, or directed the statement at the FDA, telling the FDA to please start safety testing GMOs. And their statement was that GMOs should be safety tested before people start eating them. And sadly, we've been consuming GMOs since the late 1990s. It's never been safety tested. And this time period has also been the time period during which we've seen a huge uptick in diet-related diseases. So our organization believes that there is enough evidence to prove that GMOs are not normal. They're not safe like normal foods. We would like to see real safety testing, but we think at this point, you know, informed consumers are better off not eating GMOs. But then that leads us to the labeling issue, which you spoke about in your introduction. GMOs are not labeled, so we don't have an easy way to avoid them either.
Yeah, that's the tough part, because it's almost at this point up to the consumer to know all this on their own, and it is very confusing because it's so huge, it's so overbearing, and there's so little information that the common person can have access to. We're going to take a quick break, darn it. And when we come back, we're going to have a lot more of Alexis Baden-Mayer. And she's going to tell us about what we can do to avoid GMOs in our diet. So don't go away. We are coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. And with me this hour is the amazing Alexis Baden-Mayer, political director of the Organic Consumers Association since 2005. Just a few of the campaigns she's worked on include Millions Against Monsanto, Safeguard Organic Standards, and Cook Organic, Not the Planet. She's dedicated to the safeguard of our food, and we thank her for that. Welcome back, Alexis. So,
thanks, Sherry.
How can we avoid GMOs? What do we need to do? I mean, first of all, we need to go to your website, because I think that's a great place to start, the Organic Consumers Association website, which is organicconsumers.org. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right, good. But, so tell us, how do we avoid them? What do we need to do?
Well, the best way to avoid GMOs is to eat organic. And if you're shopping for food at the grocery store, look for the USDA organic seal. Also, foods that are identified as made with organic ingredients. Those foods have 70% or more organic ingredients and no GMOs. But we do have the problem of contamination. So if you're eating corn or soy or canola oil, anything that is genetically engineered, you have the risk that your organic product is contaminated with GMOs unintentionally. And that's not obviously not the farmer's fault. But if you're, for instance, growing corn in Iowa and you're trying to grow organic, but everyone else around you is growing GMO corn, your corn is going to get contaminated. And that's where the non-GMO project verification is really important, because I think it's fair to organic farmers to not punish them for the inadvertent contamination that happens to their farm. So in the organic program at the USDA, the organic farmer, as long as you prove that you didn't use GMO seeds, you're fine. You can get the USDA organic seal. But if you're selling a product like corn, and you want to be able to sell that product to to people who are very sensitive to GMOs, and many people have reactions to GMO corn, have been able to identify that and learn that they're healthier when they avoid GMO corn and other GMOs. You know, there are very sensitive folks out there that really need something truly non-GMO, and that's where the non-GMO project verification comes in, because they do the testing to make sure that something is not contaminated. So we tell people to shop for USDA organic, and when there's an at-risk ingredient, to look for the GMO, the non-GMO verified seal as well.
That's good advice, and makes sense, because there is always going to be crossover. In the United States, how many foods are actually genetically modified? There's something around 12. What are they? Can you identify them for us?
Sure. We've got corn, soy, cotton, canola, sugar beets, alfalfa, some crookneck squash and zucchini, and half the papaya that's grown in Hawaii. And now we have the new innate potato and the apple that is non-browning. And then there are also synthetic biology products out there that aren't in the GMO category. But I think if you want to avoid something that's genetically engineered, you probably also want to avoid something that's wholly synthetic and produced in a lab. Currently, those products are limited to flavors. So vanillin can now be produced entirely synthetically through synthetic biology, and there are a few other flavorings like that. But again, looking for organic is the best way to avoid these, rather than having to memorize this ever-growing list.
So listeners, Alexis just said, buy organic. That's the way to avoid it as best as possible. And you know, we've been saying that on the easy organic card here for a long time. So, you know, it's if you want to avoid these foods, that's how you do it. So let's talk a little bit about, in the intro, we talked a little bit about the GMO labeling effort, and it failed. What can we do about that? And why did it fail? It just seems so unbelievable that something so important wouldn't pass muster.
Yeah, it is truly outrageous that something that 90%, more than 90% of American voters really want and need so that they can choose healthy food at the grocery store. And this crosses party lines. It doesn't matter, you know, any demographic that you can break U.S. society into, everyone across the board supports GMO labeling. Everybody wants to know what they're eating and how their food was produced. So Congress really failed us by overturning Vermont's GMO labeling law, which was causing products to be labeled all across the country, because big corporations like General Mills, they're not going to just label a product for one small state like Vermont. They chose to label their products nationwide. Many companies came out right before the Vermont law took effect in July and said that they would label nationwide. And I saw products like a Pepsi labeled as GMO. Just, you know, I started to notice these products around the D.C. area where I live. So I know it was working. And Congress chose to stamp that out and block Vermont's law from being implemented, actually overturn it once it had been implemented. And they didn't do this because they thought that that would make them more popular with voters. They did it because they're taking money from companies like Monsanto. And it was very easy to predict how the vote would break down. You could just predict it by the senators and members of Congress who had taken money from Monsanto or taken money from the large food companies that sell GMO foods. And it's just heartbreaking to me, because I would like to think that the United States is still a democracy, that what voters want counts. And after this experience, I feel so cynical. I feel that I don't live in a democracy anymore, because I see this one issue that has such overwhelming support. And amongst the hot button issues out there, you know, our country is often divided, but on this issue, we're 100% united. And yet the corporations were able to convince Congress to block this popular reform from happening. And that's a true tragedy. And And we'll have to think not only about how to strategize about repealing this law, but how to change our democratic process so that the corporations with their money don't have as much influence. It just isn't right. We can't continue to believe we live in a democracy if this is how things work.
It certainly is something that has is on the forefront. I think you can't avoid it. And again, it's really up to us. We vote with our dollars. And, you know, we also, we vote with our choices that we make at the grocery store. So, I mean, it is a tragedy though. You know, it makes you wonder, where's the heart and soul of the people that should represent us in the most heartfelt way? And yet that it becomes a different situation when all the politics get involved. So. So let's talk a little bit about what is USDA organic. I want to talk about it, but here's the thing. We're going to have to take a break in about 30 seconds. So in 30 seconds, tell us what we should do. If we're gonna, should we go out and vote? What should we do? What activist thing can we do?
Well, I think changing our consumer habits is the best thing we can do right now. Of course, finding out how your member of Congress and your two senators voted on the GMO labeling bill and calling them and telling them what you think. That's incredibly important. And we are having an election this year. We may see a shakeup in Congress. We may see a lot of new people coming in. So participating in this local process is still important.
Well, I think that's really good advice. A lot of people feel that their vote doesn't count. It really, I've always said, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And that means for all of you listeners, just your vote does count. Your phone call does count. Do the right thing for yourself and for your loved ones and for the future of this precious planet, and call your congressperson and senators. So we're taking another quick break, and we're coming right back with more of Alexis Baden there. So for those of you, don't go away, because we are coming right back in a few minutes.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guest this hour is the dedicated Alexis Baden-Mayer. She's the political director of the Organic Consumers Association, which is a nonprofit U.S.-based network of 2 million consumers dedicated to safeguarding organic standards and promoting a healthy, just, and sustainable system of agriculture and commerce. And before the show ends, I want to be sure that Alexis can tell us about the USDA Organic, how what we eat impacts the environment, and the Regeneration International program. So, Alexis, welcome back. And it goes so fast. We've got a little bit more of the show, so we're going to let you take it away.
Well, thank you. I guess what I'd like your listeners to know about organic that I think is most important is that the word organic, it refers to the organic matter in the soil. And the reason why we require farmers to spend 3 years transitioning to organic is not why I initially thought it was. I assumed it was to try to get some of the toxins from industrial agriculture out of the soil, but it's actually to get the organic matter into the soil, because if you start using composting and cover crops and green manures, then you're building your organic matter, and you need that healthy soil to produce healthy organic food. So that's the root of the reason why organic is called organic. And that takes us to our Regeneration International project, because we're very interested in increasing the organic matter in the soil, the carbon, because that is a solution to so many of the ecological problems facing us, and also for human health and nutrition. The more healthy nutrition is in the soil, the more healthy nutrition is in the food. It only makes sense. And also the issue of climate change. The CO2 that's in the atmosphere and causing climate change, that CO2 can be absorbed through photosynthesis, through the plant, and then stored in the soil as carbon. And that's the organic matter that gives us the word organic for organic food. So when we increase the organic matter in the soil, when we increase that soil carbon, we are actually pulling CO2 out of the atmosphere, and we have an excess of CO2 in the atmosphere. So the only way that humans know of yet to draw CO2 out of the atmosphere is through this natural process of photosynthesis and soil organic matter. So not only does organic food produce healthy people, but the more organic food we grow, the healthier our climate is going to be. And that's the project that we are focusing on at Regeneration International. That is an international coalition because our climate change work is mostly being done at an international level through the UN, through the IPCC, and through the international agreements to reduce the CO2 in the atmosphere. France last year came up with a really good initiative. It's called 4 per 1,000. And they figured out that if we were to increase the soil organic carbon by just 4 per 1,000, meaning 0.4%, if we did that on all of the land in the world today, we would match the amount of CO2 that's going into the atmosphere through fossil fuel emissions. And then we would begin to draw the CO2 out of the atmosphere and trap it in the soil through soil carbon. And that would actually reverse climate change. So it's an amazing discovery. I mean, I guess it's not a discovery in the sense that this is how human beings have farmed for millennia. And the only thing that's changed is instead of using these natural processes, humans, we've begun to use chemical fertilizers and all of these chemical herbicides and synthetics on our farms, which shut down that process of the photosynthesis and the increasing organic carbon in the soil. So because of that, and also because we've cut down so many forests, which also releases CO2 in the atmosphere, our carbon sink, which is in the soil, has been disrupted. But we can restore the carbon cycle by restoring this process. And the way to do it is through organic farming.
Well, you said it very well, and you know it's a simple solution. Everybody that's listening, this is not a it's not something that's going to happen from out there or by somebody legislating. It's going to happen at the grassroots levels and by everybody deciding how responsible they can become. And that's why we just love that everybody has a little garden, just something. As you said in the very beginning of our conversation, there's nothing more wonderful than having that connection with growing things, with all of life, the beginning, the end, the middle, and then being able to eat something that is so delicious that you could never buy it in a grocery store. So these are things that it's natural, as you said. It's how we are supposed to do things. So I'm so glad that we've got this Regeneration International, because that is something that is very disturbing. What are we going to do with all this CO2? So one of the things people ask a lot is, since our food contributes to about 30% of climate warming, what is okay to eat? I mean, is it okay to eat meat and dairy products? A lot of people say eating meat is contributing a lot to global warming. What's your opinion?
Well, I became a vegetarian back in 1992 when I learned that the rainforests were being cut down to make way for cattle grazing. But now that I know what I know, I'm in my 40s now and I've been a vegetarian for a really long time, but if I were to do it all over again, instead of becoming a vegetarian, I would have changed the meat and milk and eggs that I ate, and I would have made an effort to eat especially meat and milk from ruminant animals, animals that can eat the food that we cannot eat. So cows, they graze on grass, they have special stomachs that allow them to digest that, and they turn that energy from the sun that gets trapped in the grass and into food that we can eat. And that is a beautiful natural process. And, it's been a long time since I've eaten red meat. I probably won't go back to it. And I certainly would never eat food that's produced in a factory farm and where the cows are confined in a small space and they're fed grain, because that's the worst food that we can eat, the factory farmed meat, where we're growing a whole lot of food. Like almost all the acreage in the United States is producing corn and soy to feed animals trapped in factory farms. And that is just so incredibly wasteful. that was another reason that I became a vegetarian back when I was young, is I read Diet for a Small Planet. And Frances Moore LePay explained how our system uses our best farmland to grow food for animals that are trapped in factory farms. And that, when we do think that way, we really are depriving people on the planet of healthy food, because we need not as much land as we grow for animals, but we need land to grow food for people. Not everyone gets a healthy diet. Not everybody has enough food to eat. We need that land, but we need to use that land organically. We need to grow a diverse number of crops. One of the tragedies of the U.S. food supply right now is we actually don't grow enough fruits and vegetables for everybody to have the tiny portion that the USDA says that we should have of fruits and vegetables every day. We're not even growing enough fruits and vegetables for everybody to have the USDA recommended daily allowance. And so we need to take a lot of that farmland back. But one of the beautiful things about our country is we have a tremendous amount of rangeland, and we have cows grazing on those rangelands right now, but then we send them to a factory farm to be finished. If we were to keep our cows on the rangelands and do 100% grass-fed beef and 100% grass-fed dairy, then we would be using the same amount of land. We wouldn't have the problems created by the factory farms, and we would be able to produce probably just as much meat and milk for everyone who wants to have it in the United States, but it would be good quality grass-fed meat and milk.
And happier animals, too.
That's right.
We've just got about a minute left. I want to give you an opportunity to leave our audience with your message. What would you like to say to them today?
Well, I love our motto, cook organic, not the planet. And I think that we can all make a choice about, you know, even if you can't grow your own food, and growing your own food is an amazing experience, but if for some reason you can't do that, think about the food that is grown with your choices. When you shop for food at the grocery store, when you buy food from a local farmer, you are making a choice of what kind of farm exists, how the animals are treated, whether we're growing a diverse array of fruits and vegetables in a regenerative organic system. Even if you're just an eater, you still are making a choice about what our food shed and what our farms look like.
That's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Alexis. Peyton Mayer.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.